Hey, we're just a few seconds away from a conversation with Laura Kennard. It's our regular Monday feature. Laura is from dmbizmixer.com in Drake University. We're going to be talking about networking opportunities in the greater Des Moines metro, as well as business education opportunities. You're into that? You're going to hear that coming up next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion HR. Look, everybody has HR issues, but you can do away with those and then focus on your business when you have Aurion do the work. Learn more at AurEon.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
It is the Business News Hour. It is also a Monday. And what do we do each Monday? We visit with Laura Kennard from DM Biz Mixer and Drake University all about, well, things going on in the greater Des Moines metro when it comes to business networking and business education. And we are camped out today on University Avenue in the great community of Windsor Heights at Grounds for Celebration. You can hear the background noise. We love doing these interviews.
It's full today.
It is full today. Over there we have the table, the Baruth 66 people.
Oh.
From David Baruthio and his wife Sarah Hill. Right across the street over there is Baruth 66, and they're getting ready. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fresh as of right
now. Breaking
news. Breaking news. A new restaurant will be opening in Windsor Heights where Mustard's was, and it's going to be an Argentinian steakhouse.
Ooh, that sounds
ding, 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 ding.
Yes,
that just confirmed.
Lovely.
I had the story last week, but just confirmed with the owners moments ago.
So this is like where all the secret planning sessions happen right here in Grounds for Celebration.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right,
then. So I have a... We've talked about Fem City before.
Yes.
So Fem City is a national chain. We have an Iowa chapter, Des Moines chapter, and that's really grown in popularity and has a huge membership now and very supportive of, obviously, it's a women's business networking group. And so they are going to be having something tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m., and it's going to be in Jasper Winery. And they call it the Fem City Des Moines Market, so it's kind of a winter market. And it's going to be filled with incredible business owners that are all members, but you can come and shop. They're going to have jewelry to fitness, and then, of course, wine.
Oh, of course.
And also... I think that they're going to have, oh, yes, their signature sponsor is Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa, which you don't see the Girl Scouts sponsoring. It's usually somebody sponsoring
the Girl Scouts.
Scouts,
right.
So
oh,
this is, that's kind of cool.
This makes it's a natural progression,
yep.
Right?
Yes. So
it's food for the future.
Yeah, that's right. Jasper Winery is, of course, on George Flagg Parkway right. Over on the south side. And beautiful, beautiful location. And they're going to have a market in there.
There you
so,
go. And
that check
is that
out.
Tuesday.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow, Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m., weather permitting, I hear.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, it is the winter death storm that's coming, so everybody...
I keep hearing tell. I think you're being sarcastic.
Well, you know, everybody needs to go out and buy their eggs, milk, bread, and do not forget the beer.
In case there's Armageddon and
right.
Like we
it's
are
snowmageddon.
Just snowed in, the snowmageddon. And we've already had that. So I feel like we're done with the polar
it's
vortex.
Nope, it's coming.
And, oh, okay.
It's coming.
All right. I'll take your word for
That's
it.
That's what they say.
I'm trying to be oblivious.
So
then we have a community leadership program info session. So if you are just wanting to... take a leadership role and you want to be able to understand more about how to prepare to be more a better leader, whether that's in your company or in the community leadership program, they're having an information session, also at Jasper Winery, by the way.
Really?
Yes, Wednesday, but this will be Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. So there's a bunch of people going to that, and basically, do you know someone who has had an intense passion for Greater Des Moines and being a community leader, spread the word or show up yourself. If that's the Greater Des Moines Leadership Institute.
Right.
So it's an information session for their program coming up, which is a big deal. They have a big
So you go to Fem City Deal on Tuesday at Jasper Winery, and then just stay the night.
Stay the night at the winery.
Right, yeah.
Ask them if you can camp
out. Well, you know, and if Snowmageddon comes.
You could just stay.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
It.
That's right. So, of course, again, weather permitting, we'll have our normal Wednesday morning stuff, too. So Wednesday morning, we'll have 1 million cups. And that, of course, is at
Science Center.
Science Center.
Did you hear how things went, Names?
I didn't. No, I need to follow up and find out how that did go. Because I did not hear. So yeah, that is, and then that's followed by, if you have time to, go from 1 million cups, which is 8 to 8:30 networking, 8:30 to 9:30 is their presentation. Well, 8:30 to 9, the presentation, and then 9 to 9:30, the sort of community feedback, Q&A. You can just head right on over to West End Architectural Salvage, because there's a nice networking group that starts there at 9:30 to 10:30. So very conveniently, you could just
kind of walk
right.
Blocks.
It's not very far. That's right. So we've got that going on Wednesday.
Through waist deep snow.
Through waist deep snow, right.
Because it's Snowmageddon is upon us.
I'm starting to get scared.
See,
now.
There you go. I'm doing my job.
So Thursday, we also have a power breakfast. This is the Business Record, and they have a power breakfast, and it's called How They Built It. So this, you know, I think sometimes when you see things on paper and it all works out in the business plan, we think, oh, well, you just do this, this, and this, and there you have it. But
There's
always some stuff that you didn't count on, and it's kind of nice to hear when you see something that has worked out, like, wow, how did they get going in that? How did they make that work? So that's sort of how they built it, and it's going to be, so sign up right away. It's on Valentine's Day. That's what everyone wants to do, is go to
Box
a power breakfast on Valentine's Day. So it's 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and it's at the Embassy Club at the Rouen Center on the 34th floor, 666 Grand Avenue. Had many people ask me why they have that address. Not superstitious, obviously. And so you can go on Facebook. They've got a sign up Des Moines Business Record, and they do have Eventbrite, so you need to go ahead and get your ticket. So that's going to be How They Built It, 7 to 7:30 networking, 7:30 to 9 will be their panel discussion, and it's Central Iowa's most successful entrepreneurs and leaders talking about how they got going.
There you go.
So that's going to be on Thursday morning. So then I'm trying to see if there's some other cool stuff. We have so many things actually coming up that I wouldn't have time to talk about all of them, so you can check it out later. But
you want to go to dmbizmixer.com for the latest.
And I did neglect to mention that tomorrow,
we're back to
this
Tuesday.
This is on Tuesday. My apology for skipping over this one. But I talked about this before, and I went to it one time. Just check it out. Work for Yourself at 50 and Over. So this is at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. And just as a trivia question, what's the average age of most entrepreneurs that start businesses?
I would imagine it's well over 50.
It's right at 50.
Is it?
Yeah. So, you know, we tend to think of that being a young person's sport, right?
Yeah.
And it's really not.
And you know
it's
what?
Really not.
You know what really juiced that was when the recession came about and so many people were displaced from their jobs.
Yes.
What happened was is these displaced people ended up saying, well, screw it. I'm not going to go back to cubicle life. I'm going to start my own business. And so many, many, many folks that were seasoned professionals someplace
just said,
took
hey,
that advantage. I'm out.
I don't have anything to lose. I always say that there's two reasons. There's inspiration or desperation.
Right.
And if you don't have anything to lose, then you might as well give it a try. And that is, and that's why you actually see a lot of big companies, if you trace back to their history, they started during downturns and recessions because of that exact reason.
Yeah. And it's a marketing reality, ladies and gentlemen. If you if it's a downtime in the economy and you continue to do R&D, research and development of new products, and continue your marketing, you will pick up market share from those who don't.
Yep.
Historical fact.
Exactly true. Yeah. So that kind of is taking us through some of the things that are going on this week. And we do have AMA.
The Experience.
Iowa Experience.
Yeah.
That'll
on
be
the 23rd.
On the 20th. I always
It's a Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday. So it's the 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah. AMA Iowa Experience at the Hilton Garden Inn in West Des Moines. And so that'll be a really great. We'll be there.
Yes.
So if we're there, you got to be
there. You got to be there, yeah.
So, but you do need to go out, and it's an all-day thing. So first of all, if you're going to need to leave work, you're going to want to talk to the boss. Or if you work for yourself, you want to make sure you don't have any appointments that day. Because it is an all-day thing, and you'll want to get tickets for it pretty soon, too. So.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's what
It's the 22nd Friday. It's coming up.
Yeah. I've got a couple other just kind of specialty things that you can check out. Green Drinks Des Moines is going to be coming up next week on the 21st. That's for people that are interested in like sustainability and green issues. So that's a little bit of a niche networking thing. And Agile Iowa is meeting this week on Tuesday morning, if that's a thing. Didn't talk about that so much because that's also a little niche,
niche-y.
But it's something that if you are interested in lean methodologies and agile development, that's being applied to a lot of industries, not just technology development, but how do we do things in quick sprints and get ahead and then and really be able to work together as a team to get things done. And so using resources efficiently is really and
I am
quickly.
Into that.
So that's just another thing. Right. But we got lots of special interest stuff too.
That's Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. You can find her on dmbizmixer.com. You want your event listed, you can do that. Hashtag DMBizEvents. Yes?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, hashtag. Laura Kennard, Drake University, as well as, of course, dmbizmixer.com. We'll have links to all of that up on our radio blog. Well, that wraps it up for another Monday. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us again today. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.